Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, make sure that you connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you're at my website, make sure you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. So again, that address is AskSueLondon.com. Now, I have some news to share with you. Get your pen and paper out. Mark your calendars. On November the 28th, I will be delivering the first inspiring talk during the I Thrive Summit. This is a free tele-summit that's happening to help people that are cancer survivors and caregivers, anyone else who just needs some inspiration and some hope. So for more details about that, you can visit my website, the calendar at AskSueLondon.com, and look up November 28th and you'll see the link where you can sign up to get these videos starting November 28th into your email box once a day. It's really fantastic, going to be a very inspiring event. And for everybody who lives in Westerly, Rhode Island and surrounding area, I will be at our radio station, WBLQ, on Wednesday, December the 7th from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. doing a book signing, meeting y'all, and sharing lots of hugs. So for anyone who's not familiar with the location of our station, the address is 16 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island. And again, that date is Wednesday, December the 7th. Make sure you come out and say hi and pick up your personally autographed copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, if you have any questions about the event or, you know, where to come for this, you can call our station at the number 401-322-9091. Again, that number for the station is 401-322-9091. And I want to wish all my American listeners and friends a very happy Thanksgiving today. For some of you, this is a time of family, love, and gratitude. But for others, this is a time of sadness, pain, and feelings of loneliness. So for anyone who's listening to the show today that may be feeling alone, this show is especially for you. Now, our topic today is We Are Never Alone. And my very special guest is my very special friend, Gloria Messenger. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and an angel messenger. She realized that divine changes were propelling her forward into amazing self-discovery. A path of separation with fear was instantly replaced with enlightenment. She was visited by the angels of the light. And today, you're going to learn through Gloria that we are never alone. Gloria has her first book coming out very soon called A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation. Now, you can pre-order your copy today. Just go to her website, and the website is theangelmessenger.com, and you can pre-order a copy for yourself so you get it right away. The book is fantastic. I've been really lucky that I had a sneak peek, and y'all want to get your own copy. So without any further delay, let's get Gloria on the show. Gloria, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm always so excited to do an interview with you. I always learn something new. And, you know, and we can get talking for hours and the time can go right by, can't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So my first thing I want to ask you, because I know people are thinking, what do you mean you realize that divine changes were propelling you forward? Do you want to share what you mean by that?
Sure. Well, I was very much in the left brain working. I was working in real estate when the angel started to talk to me when this event occurred. And I, during that, it all happened in 1 year. I probably set up to that 1 year, but it all really happened concretely in that 1 year. I accepted a marriage proposal for a second marriage, and I had been on my own for some time. And then during my honeymoon, I had a near-death experience. And that was my first encounter with angels. I also, I received a lot of information from them and had a visit with them. So that was quite amazing. Then I came home from my honeymoon and I started to see the beautiful human aura around people. And that was a breathtaking sight. And that set me on another adventure to find out what the aura is all about. And then I was actually hoping to give thanks in some way, and I had taken a meditation class, and I decided to sit down and meditate and give thanks for all the wonderful things that were happening in my life, and my blended family coming together and everything. And during that meditation, the angels spoke to me and told me that my mission was to celebrate the joy of angel love, and that I was to be an artist and draw these, channel these portraits. I don't know how to draw. I'm not an artist and trained in any way, so this is quite a startling surprise for me.
Can I add something to that too? I want to share with everybody, Gloria has personally, she's done my personal portrait of with my angels, and to look at this, you would think she's a real artist. It's absolutely incredible, the portraits I've seen, really unbelievable. So it is hard to believe, but you know they're channeled when they're like that, right, Gloria?
Oh, absolutely. I'm still in awe with them all the time because I don't sit with people. I don't see the people. In most cases, I don't even talk to them. All I need is the name, the full name and the birth date, and the angels do all the work. They channel through me and bring a portrait through and automatic writing of personal messages. So it still puts me in that place of awe every time. And the portraits are such a likeness of the people.
Yeah.
Which also amazes me.
Well, and you know what was interesting? Like when you did mine, it was telling so much more than just, you know, like you picked up that I was supposed to be in the media and really out there. And the colors that, you know, the angels would send me messages. Do you want to use my portrait as an example to share, you know, kind of, do you remember? Or probably you do so many. It's been such a long time ago, hasn't it? That's not even fair to ask you that question. I'm sorry, putting you on the spot right here.
Well, the colors.
Go ahead.
The colors in the portrait, your angels, what happens is I go into meditation, I communicate with my angels, and then I present your name, Sue, in that case, and then my angels will make the connection with your angels, and then I become a channel, the messenger, and the portrait and the automatic writing comes through. Your angels have then chosen the colors they want to put in the portrait, and the colors will have meaning, and the colors will describe your personality. They will also do an action in the portrait, and the action will also describe your personality, which is and your traits and your talents, which is quite amazing. And then they will choose a name for you to communicate with them. And this is a name that they make up, which is amazing to me. Some people recognize it right away. Others takes them a little bit of time, but it is truly amazing. And then the portrait keeps changing, and that truly is unbelievable. I've had mine now for 17 years, and it's still changing.
What do you mean changing? What do you mean by that? Like you mean that when you draw it again, it changes? Or
no,
is this the same portrait, you see it differently?
That same portrait has your angel's energies. And what happens is during your life, as you make shifts or changes or big decisions in your life, your portrait will reflect that. and mine now, after 17 years on the wall here that I've been looking at it, it's now faces would come up and then disappear and fade and then be brighter. And now there's three large letters right across the portrait that I never saw before.
Wow.
And these letters spell out the word joy. It's J-O-Y across the portrait.
Wow.
And that totally indicates the place that I'm in right now.
You are,
new book coming out.
Wow. That's just amazing. You know what?
I hear stories all the time about that.
Oh, well, I find, like, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking at my portrait, and it's like the eyes are moving. The eyes move on mine.
They follow you. They follow you. They'll look at you no matter what direction you're looking at them, and that's truly amazing as well.
It's true, yeah. Now,
it makes them alive.
We have to go to a commercial break here.
Okay.
When we come back, folks, Gloria we're just starting to tell you how you're never alone. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My very special guest today is my very special friend, Gloria Messenger, and we're discussing how we're never alone. Now, before the break, we were talking about these portraits, these amazing portraits that Gloria channels from your angels. Just incredible. But I want to, Gloria, ask you the question, now what clue did the angels give to you to instantly replace your fear and separation? Because I know there's a lot of people out there in fear now, right?
Absolutely, yes. That's a very good question, Sue. And like anyone else, I was very suspicious as to what was going on and needed proof. I needed lots of proof. I needed all my questions answered. And the angels did that. And they also told me that they're with us all the time.
Yes.
They say there's 8 levels of angels.
Okay.
And 5 levels work with the souls on Earth School.
Okay.
And that they told me they're with me every day. And I said, okay, I need proof of this.
Yeah.
So they told me I could set up a connection with my angel. And everyone can do this.
Okay.
So prove it to yourself by doing this.
Okay.
And all you do, it's called an angel alert. All you do is think of one of your 6 senses.
Okay.
And think, how would I like my angel to alert me using one of my 6 senses? So the sense of vision or the sense of smell or the sense of sound, the sense of taste, the sense of touch, the sense of intuition. Did I miss any?
Well, I know for me it comes through as I'm freezing. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, so the feeling.
Yeah, and it comes through as intuition for me too, the 2 ways.
Yes, both.
Yeah.
So what happens then, once you've selected what you want to do, think about, well, in my case, I selected the sense of feeling as well, and I asked them to tickle me on my face around my nose. Now, you can select anything and also give further direction on that.
Okay.
And then all you do is sit quietly and say, talk to your angels and say, angels, this is how I'd like you to connect with me and alert me if you need my attention. And that's all you do. Then you go on with your day. It usually does not happen right away. It usually happens later on as you're going on with your day in your life. And it depends on the person. Do you have time to reflect and think, what should I be doing now? Or are you a person who may find yourself putting negative thoughts in your head or anything like that? It depends when that happens for you. Your angels will then access that alert. And what happens is they're alerting you to your immediate environment. So they're wanting you to think, what was I just thinking? Was that a positive or negative? Or what did somebody just say? That was that a guidance? And if it was something like that, usually that person can't repeat it because it's quite profound, the guidance. And is there something in my immediate environment? Should I see something? Is there a caution? Or should I stop and smell the roses? Or should I just take a deep breath and trust the universal energies? But you will get an intuitive knowing as to what the message is. Because it will fit with what the alert is.
Well, I find for me what happens now, kind of give an example and you can kind of add to this. What happens for me when there's somewhere, someone I have to help, you know, maybe I'm being put in a place to help someone. That, as you know, Gloria, I go on a lot of trips, and I'm always being guided to help someone. That person will be glowing.
Yeah.
That's how I know that's the person
so
I'm having.
You get the visual. Yeah.
I get that. And then, or if, you know, my husband and I, we go in a bookstore, he says he can feel drawn to grab this book. Now, he's not a reader, but he feels this real pull, like he feels like he's being pulled to grab something.
Yeah.
So these are kind of as examples of what Gloria is saying to you folks. This is kind of what happens for me. So you want to expand on that?
Yes. So at that time when you're seeing the glow around the person that you need to help, you should also pay attention to your thoughts at that time. Or what someone is saying.
Okay.
So then you're going to get a really expanded message.
Okay.
And also your husband is receiving a message too to do the same thing, to do the immediate environment. What is he just thinking? Is the title of that book a message for him?
Yeah. Well, in the example, what happened was after my dog Rocky passed away, I as some of you may know, I can see my loved ones on the other side. And I wasn't seeing Rocky. I wasn't seeing him, but I was so filled with grief of losing him. And so what happened, Ross felt, my husband Ross, he felt drawn to go into this store one day. Now, we're going back like 2001 this happened. And he was out, and he's not a shopper. He does not like shopping. And he was drawn to go into this mall. So that's unusual, number one. Number two, he was drawn to go into this card shop. And he was like, just felt this pull into this, it was a candle holder. It was three angels holding hands. And when he gave that to me, as soon as I opened it, that's where I saw Rocky appear in front of me. And he said, I can't explain, but this is what happened for me. So that's kind of an example of, you know, there. Yes, for sure. There's a message. Yeah.
Recently, I shared in my newsletter that people can sign up for online as well.
Okay.
And recently, I shared an example of an angel alert where girl was talking to me. I suggested it. I told her what to do. She did it. And then she was sitting for a while and saying, oh, nothing's happening. Oh, nothing's happened. So she got frustrated and she went back about her work.
Okay.
And then a little while later, what she had done is set up a tickle around her lips. And later on, she said she was just sitting there pondering, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Or what am I going to do this? And all of a sudden her lips started to tingle and tickle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, that's my alert. So that's what will happen. They will start doing that when they're trying to get your attention.
Okay.
They don't just do it to play with you. They do it for an important scenario.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because you know me, and I'm always feeling them around me. And I'm now seeing, like, it looks like puffs of smoke coming up the wall, and I'm feeling their hand on the back of my head, this kind of thing. Am I feeling them around me because that's confirmation, or are they trying to tell me something?
They're giving you comfort at different times.
Okay.
And they're showing their presence to you. You know, they will go in addition to your alert. Once you've opened the door, you've opened the door. So they can come in and you can't disprove that it isn't your angels. You can't prove that it's your angels, but you know.
Oh, I know they
whether
are.
Whether you felt something, you know that like they're right now tickling me so much that it's I almost have to sit on my hands.
It's distracting. Well, that's funny.
So, like, they give confirmation of what you're saying as well.
Yeah. Oh,
and once you open that door, you never feel alone again. You know you have a personal connection. You know you have a minimum of three angels with you at all times. And as you move through life and you take on more challenges in life, you get additional help. You get additional expert angels helping you.
Well, let me ask you this, okay? So you're saying you get extra angels. Now, when you did my portrait, you said that I had seven angels with me, and I had eight animal angels with me. So I have 15 with me.
Yeah.
Would that portrait change as I got more with me?
I would think so, yes. As you took on bigger challenges in life or you lifted to another level, it would change. I've seen that happen with different people who have gotten their portraits done when I first started doing this, and then, say, 8 years later have gotten another one done, and it's a huge shift.
Really?
So it depends how quickly people grow.
Yeah.
And people move to that next level of insight.
Well, folks, you're hearing us talk about this portrait. Honest to God, if you're listening, you do need to go to Gloria's website, theangelmessenger.com, and you need to get your portrait done. I thought I knew so much about angels, and then Gloria came along, and it was a different story. But the world has opened up for me, and I can tell you, you know, anyone who's listening right now, you might be feeling alone. And I can tell you personally, I grew up as an only child, and I had a very lonely childhood. And it was basically my dog, Spot, who was with me. And I was connecting at a young age with angels. I didn't know at the time what was happening, but now, like, it's just a given. Like, if I'm alone, I'm talking with them. I'm always putting out every morning what I need. I'm asking for help. I'm asking for guidance, directions. If I need a kick in the butt, I'm asking for that too. You know, so if you're alone listening right now, you know, listen to what Gloria is telling you, because they really are around you to help you and to comfort you and to help you to succeed. Now, we have to go to a break in about a minute and a half here. So can I ask you, let's just start talking about this, the angel visitation. Now, how do you think that you've changed inwardly and outwardly?
Well, I know I have absolutely no doubt now that we have assistance in our life where I did before. I was raised in a larger family of six siblings, and we were put through the United Protestant Church belief system. And I accepted a lot of it, but I also questioned a lot of it, and I never believed that God would be a harming God, a punishing God, and yet that was the teachings I received, and I questioned this all the time, and I think that the biggest change that I would notice is I'm so assured now that I'm not alone. And it's such an empowering feeling.
And
I don't need to change anyone else. They can choose to be whatever they want to be and believe whatever they want to believe. But if the timing is right for them to open up, they usually come to me or to someone else who can assist them with their angel enlightenment. And it's an amazing journey. It just gives you such empowerment.
It does. Can I get you to hold that thought? Because I want you all to think about that, because we're going to go to another break here. And then we come back, Gloria is going to give you a tool to help you know that you're surrounded by angels. Now, on the break, or after the show, just write down, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and make sure you sign up for that newsletter to receive your 10 videos that's going to help you to be inspired to create the life you desire. And make sure you go to Gloria Messenger's website, The Angel Messenger, and pre-order her book. It's fantastic, folks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Gloria Messenger here today, and we're talking about angels and how you we're telling you how you are never alone. Now, Gloria, the question I want to ask you now is, you say that the word alone appears to fit you and you felt different from others in life. So can you expand on that for our listeners?
Sure.
Okay.
The word alone has, if you break it apart, it has two syllables,
okay,
all one. And when you look on that scenario, the angels also say we have to discover the oneness in our lives, that
uh-huh,
we are all one, and
uh-huh,
that right now we are all moving to this level of disenchantment with,
yes,
indifference in life, and we, yes, want to become more assisting and more helping with other people.
Uh-huh.
And this word, I always felt growing up feeling like no one had my point of view in my family. I was,
yeah,
very different, and I was very alone. But uh-huh, it doesn't mean that you can be ostracized, certainly, but it doesn't mean that you're not correct. You,
right,
are alone, and even though you may be more of an introspective person,
uh-huh,
the clues are everywhere in our life, and,
yeah,
we just have to open up to it. And take that leap of faith and believe that there is a reason for everything that's going on. There's a reason for us living here on Earth.
Yeah, so
and
true.
We're not alone. We're all one. We have to realize that we're there's a little game that I play where I look at people and say, I wonder what their mission is. I wonder how they may interact or connect with my life, or
oh, yeah,
somebody else who does that.
Yeah.
Who then will interact in my life. And it's a wonderful little game to do.
Uh-huh.
And it puts you in that thought of not being alone. You're all connected, yeah, somehow.
Yeah, I always say, you know, I'm always put in the place to help, be at the right place at the right time to help the right,
right
people, just as,
right,
as I'm put in the right place for the right people to help me. And I always see how that always happens.
Exactly.
Always. It really does.
Synchronicity. I love that word. And
mm-hmm,
how everything falls into place.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Now, let me ask you, we've got listeners listening, and this is new for them, you know,
yeah,
connecting with angels, huh? So what can our listeners do to become enlightened? What would you suggest,
oh, okay,
to them?
Well, our angels want to help us discover,
okay,
what we came here to do, and they want to help us lift that veil of forgetfulness, and they want to wake us up to our passions.
Uh-huh.
And wake us up to becoming a detective and wanting to discover our lives and discover,
uh-huh,
what our missions are.
Uh-huh.
And one of the most important things people can do is to discover the clever clues that,
uh-huh,
are somewhat hidden in their names.
Uh-huh.
And this is an adventure they sent me on as well to prove to me, and it was proof of my mission, to
uh-huh,
prove to me that we have an opportunity before we're born. And
mm-hmm,
while we're in energy to bond with our parents, we,
mm-hmm,
select our parents. So I selected to be birthed into the Messenger family.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to select my first name and middle names and,
mm-hmm,
suggest them to them,
mm-hmm,
while I'm,
okay,
bonding with them. But they have free will, so,
yep,
they don't have to use it. But,
mm-hmm,
if that they don't use it, they usually will tag it on as a nickname,
mm-hmm,
or tell you the story about the name they wanted to give you but were overruled or something like,
yep,
that. They make it significant enough that you know that you must discover the meaning of that name as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once you put that all together and summarize it, it comes up with a statement and a sentence that will prove what your mission is. And and then your first name will spell out what your mission is, and your last name will, your maiden name or surname will spell out how you deliver it.
Yes.
So it's quite an amazing thing of discovery.
Yeah, that was really interesting for when you did that process with me, because what really I just automatically give examples to people.
Yeah.
And you were saying, now, can you explain that, how there's different ways we do that? Because that's where I am. My role, my mission is to give by example. So share that. That's another piece of that, too.
That's another piece of that, absolutely. And the angels say that's one of the first things that we choose once we have selected our family and our names, that we can we choose an overview mission. And this is a mission that powers our regular mission. And it's the motor, so to speak. And there's five of them that we choose from. And we can do all of these to a certain extent throughout our lives, but there's one that we do the best. And they are to give example, to show your talents and abilities, to give to share with others your talents and abilities, to inspire others with your talents and abilities, and to teach others or to heal others with your talents and abilities. And we are all given talents, gifted with talents and abilities that we may not even be accessing. So it's such a wonderful discovery, and it's such an adventure. And being that it's Thanksgiving, this is such a wonderful thing that you could do with your family. Search the meaning of your names with your family, because once you get the last name down, most people in the family will be under that.
That's true.
Approach,
So
you've got, you know, a leg up, so to speak.
Yeah, and it really is an eye opener, and it really just shows you, wow, you really are here for a reason. Because I know a lot of people, that's what they're struggling with the most is, well, what am I supposed to do? What's my passion? You know, what's my role here? And that's one clue to help you as well. Now, let's talk about your great book that's coming soon. Do we know the date yet? When it's going to be printed?
Well,
do you have that yet?
It's in the mail to me right now for the final proofing, so it should be a couple weeks.
okay, good.
So, it's exciting. It's going to, it's all the angels. I channeled that book in 33 days, and it is just amazing to me. I've been working with the angels for 18 years now, and there's new information that they've been giving that I didn't even know about before.
And it's a good book.
And really wonderful information also for people who've been adopted. And they talk about that scenario and how you set that up, and they call it a layering adventure.
Okay.
You took on extra work.
Okay. Wow.
Really doing it. And they talk about our gifts and why we choose illness and a secondary shadow path and gaining the whole big picture of our soul journey preparation, and also how we can do swing exchange ventures.
Well, can I share something,
Gloria?
I think I told you this, but when I was reading your draft, I was reading it, and remember I was telling you I was having dreams.
Yeah.
I was going back to, wow, and because they were giving me messages like showing, when that happened, I was there. You know, it was really a journey for me just reading the book of what was happening, unfolding around me with all the angels. So
That will happen. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It really helps you release and helps put you in a good place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
It's a book you cannot put down. And thank goodness I have a cleaning lady, folks, because our house would have been a mess. I could not put it down. And then I remember saying to my husband, Ross, do you remember this? Well, look at this. And I remember that. And you got to read this. And I'd read it back to him. So it got to be that I was reading out loud, so he was hearing the book as well. So now there's going to be a lot of people listening. How do they get the book? Share that again with everyone, can you?
Well, they can go to my website, www.theangelmessenger.com. And it's angelmessenger.com. And there'll be a book tab. You just go to the book tab and you can pre-order it there. Pre-order your autographed copy, your personal autographed copy, if you come through me. But it also will be available in the bookstores at BalboaPress.com, Amazon, all the different areas. And it's also going to be in hardcover and ebook.
But for right now, for them to order the pre-copy, they go to your website.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Go to my website.
Okay, so
right
folks, right now,
for the next couple of weeks, yeah.
Okay, okay, and then so then when you get it on your site, then or when you get it out there, then you'll have it on your site. Then I'm assuming,
yes.
saying it's
yes.
here. Good.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, I want to ask you. We're almost out of time here. The time goes so fast every time I'm talking with you. Let me ask you: what message do the angels of the light wish to bring all of us listening today?
Well, I think the message that they want to share and reinforce is that we're never alone, and to discover the oneness. That's the clue that anchors our world, and that's what they're wanting us to understand: that we're all part of the one, and discover how we fit. And go on that adventure and do become a detective.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, and that's really such you feel so supported, folks, when you can shift your thinking to I'm all alone in this world to, you know, looking for your clues, look up the meaning of your names. I know for me, Gloria, I even can get messages through the radio. I can just feel like I'm driving and I hear, just turn the radio on and I turn on and I can hear a message.
Yeah. They'll access a lot of different ways once you open up.
Yeah.
And don't be frightened. They will never overwhelm you. They know everyone that they're working with. They know you inside out. They know everything about you. And they will work within your level of comfort.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to get involved in this because I don't want to start seeing them. And I know personally that, you know, it'll only happen. What will happen is whatever you can handle.
Yes.
And I know I'm ready to see them. I know, Gloria, you said that you're really connecting at a higher level with them now too, right? Yeah, so just amazing. So any final words you want to share with our listeners before we go?
Enjoy their lives here, but make it even more empowering by discovering more about their lives here.
Yeah, good way to put it. Now, what's coming up for you? You got lots going on?
Oh, I have lots going on. Yeah, as soon as the book is set, I'll be putting my events calendar up for signing events and all that stuff as well.
Okay.
But still doing lots of promotion and podcasting and radio show interviews and television and stuff like that. So
you're keeping out of trouble.
Keeping busy.
I'm glad to hear that. Folks, if you want to learn more about Gloria and you got to pre-order that book and you got to get your portrait done, I'm telling you, it'll be life-changing. To order your portrait, go to the angelmessenger.com site. And Gloria, I'm right in saying you can pre-order through there, right?
Yes.
They just order that. And then the automatic writing, we didn't have a chance to talk about that, but that's all on the website too, correct?
That's right, yes.
But they can order that as well.
They can order that as well. That comes with the portrait,
but
they can also get a soul glimpse as well. So they can check out all the different things they can get off the website.
Great. Well, folks, check that out. Gloria has truly been a blessing in my life, and I know she will be a blessing in your life as well. So learn more about her at theangelmessenger.com. Gloria, I love you as always.
Thank you.
You're such a gift to millions, and I'm really proud and honored to say you're my friend. So,
okay, well, back at you.
Folks, this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share some final thoughts to inspire you to create the life you desire. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, my very special friend, Gloria Messenger, shared her personal story of being guided by angels. She shared with you how you can change your life as she changed her life after she started connecting with them. Well, my journey is much like Gloria's. During many shows, you've heard me share my personal story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, divorce, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life, and having a near-death experience. I did not get through all these challenges alone. Yesterday, I celebrated my 49th birthday. Now, if you're a family member or a friend of mine, you probably have heard me say, November 23rd is a national holiday because it's my birthday. And I'm sure some of you are listening to this right now, you're thinking, boy, this girl is weird. Well, my children still do not understand why I get so excited about a birthday, but I want to tell you now why. In 1996, I laid in a hospital bed just after my intestine had burst. My doctor had just delivered my fate that I had been given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Can you imagine being told that you have just 30 minutes to live in your life? Well, not long after being told my fate by that doctor, I had a near-death experience. I was in that tunnel, walking towards the white light. It was during that experience that my life changed forever. I learned at that time that I was never alone, that I am surrounded all the time by my loved ones on the other side and many angels. They guide me throughout my life. I'm protected from harm. When my schedule gets busy, I ask my angels to help me free up time so that I can have the balance in my life to spend time with my family, get to the gym, and still have a successful career while keeping my health. Now, not long after asking a request to my angels, something will always change. An answered prayer comes through. Time opens up for me. The right people always show up at the right time to help me with what I need. Or I get guided to help others in need. I live my life so much more differently than I did years ago. Now, when I had that near-death experience, my grandfather, he came to stop me from crossing over. He delivered a powerful message that I've carried in my heart every day. He told me Susie, you have millions of people and animals you need to help heal. You need to go back and fulfill your mission in life. When he gave me this message, I was at a place, honestly, that I wasn't happy. I was being abused by my first husband, and I was a stay-home mom. So when my grandfather gave me this message, I thought, how? How was I going to help millions of people around the world, help animals? But if it were anyone who were to tell me these words that I was going to believe, well, it certainly came from the right person. Those powerful words have helped me to overcome my stuff, to step into my power and go on to help others. I do not let anything hold me back in my life. I know that's my mission in life. I know that my angels only want to see me succeed, just as they want to see that for you. In 1995, my youngest daughter and I were out doing our weekly grocery shopping and doing some errands. I took the same route I'd taken every week. This one particular week would open me up even more. My angels delivered more proof. As I was driving, I came upon a green light in an intersection, and I proceeded to go. There was not a car in sight. As I was starting to go out into the intersection, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a car appeared to my left, came speeding out of nowhere, and it crashed into the side of me. And then it took off, like the blink of an eye. In that short time, as that was happening, I looked ahead of me and I saw two white visions sweep down, coming quickly from the sky, and they stopped in front of my bumper. My car stopped instantly when I saw that. Now, when the police surveyed the damage of my car, and after the paramedics had checked out my daughter and myself, they all had agreed that there had been a miracle happen. They said that if my car was just one more inch forward, I would have been killed, and my two-year-old baby girl sitting in the front seat, well, she could have been seriously injured. Proof or not, right? In 2001, just after I completed my level 2 Reiki training, I put out the request to my angels to guide me to the people who needed my help. I wanted to be able to help people through the Reiki training I had taken. The next week while my girls were at school, I kept hearing this message, go to the grocery store and buy milk. The message just kept getting stronger until I went out the front door. I started driving the same route I would normally take. Then I got another message. It said, turn this way instead. I turned. Then after a few blocks, I heard, pull over. I pulled over and I looked on the other side of the road to the site of an ambulance with someone lying on the ground there. Right away I thought, oh Lord, are you kidding? What can I do to help here? I felt my body being pushed across the street. I could not control how this pushing that was going, you know, pushing me across the street. I couldn't control it. Then I felt this pull to go to the girl's head and just have her look into my eyes while I gave her Reiki. Now, this girl, she was about 19 years old, and she had Down syndrome. And until I got there, she was extremely scared. And she was thrashing her body all over while the paramedics were trying to get her on a board, and they were trying to put this neck brace on her. She'd been hit by a car, and the driver took off. Now, as I performed my role in this whole situation, she did exactly what I had asked for. She didn't move at all. She just kept looking into my eyes, and she became very calm. Now, to help someone like that was such a gift to me, and it was only the beginning of what was going to unfold in the future of me helping people and animals all around the world. With knowing that I'm never alone has helped me through many difficult days in my life. I promise you, too, that you're not alone. You, too, are surrounded with much love and support. Sometimes we have to look deep within, but I promise you they are there with you. So now you can see with the amount of close calls I've had in my life that every additional year I'm so blessed to be alive. It is such a tremendous gift for me. I am one very grateful person on so many levels, and knowing that I'm not on this journey alone just makes it so much better for me. As a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. Connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. And remember, when you're at my website, be sure to sign up for that free newsletter to receive those 10 videos, because they're going to inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. And to learn more about my personal journey, be sure to purchase your own copy of my inspirational book called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That website again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, I cannot say highly enough about my guest, Gloria Messenger's new book. Check that out at her website, TheAngelMessenger.com. I want to thank my guest today, Gloria Messenger, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, next week on Get Inspired Radio, my guest will be Allison Arngrim. Allison played the character Nellie Olson on the hit TV show Little House on the Prairie. So we're going to have fun with that show. On behalf of my guest, Gloria Messenger, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.